Time now for business news. On Fridays, we focus on money in the business segment. Today, a look at consolidation in the retail sector. Procter & Gamble, the maker of such household staples as Tide detergent and Crest toothpaste, has reached an agreement to buy Gillette for $55 billion in stock. The newly merged company will overtake Unilever to become the world's largest consumer products company. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Cincinnati-based Procter & Gamble has been pursuing Gillette for several years. The company made a secret, unsolicited offer to acquire Gillette 5 years ago, but was rejected, according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, after several years of strong growth, Procter & Gamble's share price has risen by more than a third, and that has given it more leverage than it had before to make acquisitions. And so Procter & Gamble set out to acquire Gillette once again. This time, it's had more success. Under the terms of the deal, Procter & Gamble will trade nearly one share of its own stock for each share of Gillette's. If the deal is approved by regulators, it will create a consumer products juggernaut, bringing together two companies with some of the most recognizable brand names in the world. Gillette, which is located in Boston, is best known for its shaving products, but also makes RightGuard deodorant and Duracell batteries. Procter & Gamble is the maker of Pantene and Clairol hair products, not to mention Folgers coffee and Pampers. Many analysts have long argued that Procter & Gamble should acquire other companies, saying that would give it more power in negotiations with big retailers like Walmart and Target. They've also noted that with its strength in men's grooming products, Gillette is a natural fit for Procter & Gamble, which has increasingly concentrated on women's beauty products. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.